Chapter 17, Biotech Future. Comprehension. Read this interview. An interview with Nobel Prize-winning Dr. Lau, renowned for her expertise in biotechnology research. Dr. Lau, opposition to genetically modified crops seems to be on the rise in many countries. What are your feelings about this?
Well, there are both pros and cons. So, the sensible thing to do is to try to find some middle ground. Of course, crops that are resistant to various pests and diseases seem useful, and no one is going to object to tastier and more nutritious food. It would be a waste of time to blindly object to progress. These things are going to happen, and if the world population continues to grow, we may be very glad that we are able to adapt and modify crops. It may also help us to cope with the effects of global warming. As climate patterns change, we may be able to alter crops so as to continue to make use of areas that would be affected by desertification. There are, however, dangers, and it would be foolish not to be alert to them.
Could you give us an example of what types of dangers exist?
Nature can respond quickly to change. That's what evolution is all about. We started using antibiotics against bacteria we consider harmful. We overused antibiotics, even putting them in animal feed, and we used them improperly for minor and even viral infections. This caused superbugs to develop, which are resistant to our antibiotics. Scientists who thought we'd won the war against disease were proved very wrong. It could be the same with genetically modified crops. Super crops will do very well for a time, but weeds and pests will evolve into super weeds and super pests and counterattack, maybe even making use of some of the genes we have modified. We should only concentrate on really useful modifications, rather than temporary triumphs.
What do you see as the most important development in biotechnology?
Everything related to organ transplants. There are millions of people whose lives could be prolonged or enriched if they received a transplant, but the supply of organs is never enough to meet the demand. The process of waiting around for a person to die and then rushing in to remove parts is morally objectionable. If we could genetically modify animals, such as pigs, so that we could use their organs, we would have an endless supply. We might even be able to go further than this and clone parts of people. I can't see any valid purpose for cloning a whole human. But to grow a kidney for yourself seems fine. I believe this will be possible in the near future.
But some people have strong moral arguments against that.
That's good. We can learn by listening to and debating with them. I don't think they will prevail in the end. But rushing forward without thought isn't a good idea either.